We've begun Simen Tafresh Lamed, dealing with the walls of a sukkah. So far we learned Sifim Aleph and Beis. We're about to do Gimel and Dalet. Now in Aleph and Beis, we learned what the walls have to be made of and how much you need. And the Mechaber had said that there was a din of Shtaim Kilchason Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. If you have two walls that are touching at a right angle, you can fill the third wall by putting something within three tfachim of the wall, a little bit more than a tefach, so that together they will add up to four, and then do a tzuras ha-pesach afterwards that will bring you to seven, which is the minimum size of a wall. There's a sharet scene where he says perhaps to make the tzuras ha-pesach four. And that's fine. Shtayim kilchasna, shlishis afilu tefach. In Sif Gimel, we're not talking about a right angle. We're talking about where you have two walls that are parallel, and on both sides it's open. Right, so this is different than Shtayim Kilchasan. Two walls like this. What is the halacha there? So the Mechaber says, Hayu lo shnei defano zo keneged zo. You had two walls, one wall that is opposite the other one. Uveneim mefulosh, and it is open between them. That means you have a wall here, and nothing between them, nothing coming off on the other side. So what do? The shlishi safilu tefach won't work here. Here, because it's open, unlike the case where you have the angle, you have the right angle there, and the other piece here, that's a closed sukkah. This is an open sukkah. This is a sukkah you can walk right through. Here, Chazal said, in order to make it kosher, a tefach will not be sufficient. Here, you've got to put a piece which is actually four tefachim, not a little more than a tefach and an airspace of less than three, so together you have four. You need a real wall of four tefachim. A little bit more than four. And you put that near the wall within three, so that a little less than three, a little more than four, and you got seven. So you're going to be making a real wall of seven. This is not a case of air, a little more than one, and then it's Tzuras HaPesach. Here you actually have a wall of seven by way of lavud. So that's what's going to be necessary because this is an open sukkah. Now then the Mechaber says, here you'll still have to make a Tzuras HaPesach for the rest of it. According to one opinion here, the first one that the Mechaber brings, you're going to have to put a Tzuras HaPesach. You have your two walls, the third one of Dalid, the rest of the area is going to have to be filled with a Tzuras HaPesach. V'yeshomrim, there are those who say, now remember, before we didn't need a Tzuras HaPesach the whole way. We didn't have to close anything off. The Tzuras HaPesach just made it seven. Here you already have seven. The first opinion says, because it's so open, you've got to put a Tzuras HaPesach to close the third side. Whereas, v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, shein zetzar Tzuras HaPesach. Once you have seven, what do you need a Tzuras HaPesach? There's no need for closing off the side entirely. Says the Ramah, what happens if you have two whole walls and a wall of seven over here without lavud? A real wall of seven. No one will say you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So that if you have wall, they're parallel, and then to the side, you have space of less than three, and then a wall of a little more than four, that adds up to seven, there's some hole you need a Tzuras HaPesach to the bottom. Whereas, if you have wall, and then on this side, a wall of seven, you do not need a Tzuras HaPesach down to the bottom. There are no opinions that disagree. Hol v'ika dofen zayin, shu shir hech shesukah. Once you have a shir of a sukkah, that is enough. Then he says, certainly, let's say you have a complete sukkah, but you want a door. I mean, you want to get into your sukkah, don't you? So instead of leaving an open space, some people go and make a Tzuras HaPesach. They're going to go there and actually make a Tzuras HaPesach. In fact, he previously mentioned that some have a minhag of making it round. He says, that's unnecessary for the halachas of sukkah. It makes you feel good. It looks nice. It's lunoi, he says. It looks nicer. It's good. It's a nice sukkah. But in terms of being machshir your wall, once you've got a full-sized wall, you're allowed to have a door in your sukkah. On the contrary, without a door, what kind of sukkah is it? A sukkah is supposed to be a home. So the halach is, in such a case, if you have a complete wall, there's no need for any Tzuras HaPesach whatsoever. Now, this is Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid is once again talking about where you've got a two-walled sukkah. But the difference in Sif Dalet is that you're building this sukkah in a chotzer. Meaning, your sukkah is surrounded by walls. What are the walls? Houses, the house have? You have a house here, house here, house here, house here. You have a courtyard shared by all four, and then you build a sukkah in the middle. This opinion holds that in a place where you're already enclosed by walls, even though the schach is not sitting on those walls, if you build a sukkah in there and the sukkah has two parallel walls, we no longer look at the airspace between the two walls as a public thoroughfare. You're in a closed off place. The walls on the sides are considered blocking off the airspace that you've got in the middle. So you have wall here, and around you, you have walls. We would not look at this as a sukkah that is mefulash, that is open. And therefore, such a sukkah, you are allowed to use a tefach that you put near one of the walls within three, and the tefach is a little more than a tefach, and together you get four, and then the tzuras ha-pesach to make it seven. In other words, we had one case where you have the right angle, and there you only needed a tefach, and then a little less than three. Whereas when it's like this, because people walk through it, when it's parallel, people walk through it, so there the halacha was that you need four on the side. Here, that it's surrounded by walls because it's built in a chatzar, this opinion holds that you can get away with a little less than three, a piece of a little more than one, and it's Surah Pesach all the way to seven. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Magen Avraham disagrees with this. The Magen Avraham says that the Ran, who was the one that holds this, was only talking about where you actually rested the schach on the walls of the houses, and then you built your sukkah in there. Whereas if you don't have schach resting on the walls of the houses, where you're not using them, they don't count. And if you've got two walls that are parallel to each other, the only way that you can build a sukkah there is if you put, for your third wall, you fill it with a wall of at least four without lavud. But if you're using your little tefach, it would only work in the case of the right angle. So lahalacha, we hold this way, that what you need is two walls as a right angle, and then you can have a space less than three, and then a tefach, and then a tzuras ha-pesach to seven. Or if you have two parallel walls, not a right angle, two parallel walls, and open in between, there what you do is you need a wall of at least four, and then there's a machlokis, and you place it within three. So it's a wall of a drop more than four, placed within three. Together they make a wall of seven, and a machlokis, if you need a tzuras ha-pesach, taking you to the other end. And if you have a real wall of seven without lavud, then we said you definitely don't need a tzuras ha-pesach to the end. But as far as making a difference, differentiating between a sukkah being built in a chatzar surrounded by houses or not, there we follow the Mishnah Berurah that we are machmir, and we are not machshir it with just a tefach, a little more than a tefach of wall.